I'm Dan Hughes in the softball corner. I'm just back from a fall ball doubleheader, and I thought it would be nice to talk a little bit about off-season slow-pitch softball. It's a whole nother animal than regular summer softball. Fall ball can be both a hoot and a headache, but I think the good times outweigh the bad. On the plus side, fall ball isn't taken as seriously. League standings aren't kept, and who wins and who loses isn't as important. I see a lot more laughing and happy faces in fall ball than in summer league. Even the umpires play around a bit. The other night, an ump signaled the pitcher to throw the ball behind the batter. The pitcher did, and the ump emphatically called it a strike. Everybody laughed, the ump declared a do-over, and it was back to business. The crowds are smaller in fall ball. Who wants to sit on metal bleachers in 40-degree weather? And at least at our parks, the concession stands are closed. Weather can be crazy either way in fall ball, hot or cold. Our first games this season were in 95-degree heat, and in past seasons I've played fall ball in snowstorms. But mostly, like tonight, the temperature is absolutely gorgeous in fall ball. By the way, when you're playing in really cold weather, be careful what bat you use. I'm partial to fast-pitch bats, which are lighter in weight than slow-pitch bats, and I have better control with them. But when the temperature is low, the balls become denser and harder, and that can be both good and bad for a batter. Good, because the ball will go a lot farther when you hit it, and bad, because if you're using a light bat and you miss-hit the ball, you'll get stung like you won't believe. I was using a fast-pitch bat in batting practice last weekend, and my right hand is still ringing and buzzing. One other weather note. In central Illinois, where I live, rain can be really heavy in the fall. Last season, our first three scheduled playing nights, and that's out of seven total, were rained out. Now, for a Major League Baseball team, that's the equivalent of 70 rainouts in one season. So in a fall ball season that was supposed to end in October, we were still playing the week before Thanksgiving. The quality of teams in fall ball is absolutely crazy. Far fewer people play fall ball than summer ball, especially if games are on Monday night because they want to stay home and watch Monday night football. In fall ball, you usually don't see the same teams you see in summer. Instead, you might face a team made of the best players from four really good summer teams. This team will have you down 14-0 after the first inning. Yeah, it happened to me a couple of weeks ago. Tonight we played a team almost that good. They 10-run ruled us in the first game, then they batted lefty against us for a couple of innings in the second game, and that kept it close. We actually had a chance to win in the bottom of the seventh. Of course, we went down 1-2-3. On the other hand, you might see teams made up of total novices. This fall I was asked to pitch for a co-rec team I knew nothing about. Hey, I love to play, so I jumped at the chance, and I quickly found out why this team is called Just for the Fun of It. I know lots of players say they play just for the fun of it, but this team really did. Win, lose, who cares? Most surprising to me was our substitute right fielder last week, a 16-year-old girl who, when the ball was hit toward her, actually screamed, "Ah!" I'm not kidding. She screamed, covered her head with her glove, and ran off the field. Anyway, if you're one of those folks who hangs up the cleats when summer ball is over, you're missing a lot of fun. And you're also missing the exercise, the camaraderie, all that stuff, so stick around, play some fall ball. Life is short, grab your enjoyment while you can. For more articles about slow pitch softball, visit my website, slowpitchbook.com. Thanks for listening. In the Softball Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.